FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
25 survivors and families of victims of apartheid-era crimes are taking legal action against the president and government. Backed by the Foundation of Human Rights, they're seeking constitutional damages for apartheid-era cases referred by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission to the National Prosecuting Authority. Here's the Foundation's Odette Haldenase.
It was served on the President, the Government, the Minister of Police, the Minister of Justice, the NPA on Tuesday, so they know about the case. And so now the time has started to run for them to answer. And so they have until the 10th of February to file a notice of intention to oppose. So we will know around about the 10th of February what the view of the state parties are.
Haldenase says the families want the president to set up a commission of inquiry to investigate possible political interference in the cases. Lukhanyo Qalata is the son of anti-apartheid activist Fort Qalata, who was part of the Craddock Four, who were abducted and murdered by security police in 1985. He says the state's inaction has denied him and his family justice.
So when successive ANC-led administrations failed to do that, it told me that my father's life, Fort Qalata, that Matthew Goniwe's life, Sparo Mkonto's life, Stelo Mhlawule's life, who became known as the Craddock Four, that their lives didn't matter in a government that's led by the African National Congress.
And this news just in, President Cyril Ramaphosa has signed the Expropriation Bill into law. It replaces the 1975 Act. The bill underwent 5 years of public consultation. More on this in the next Newswatch. The Mineral Resources Minister, Gwede Mantashe, says mine-related fatalities, injuries and illnesses are on a downward trend. He says last year saw the lowest ever number of deaths, with 42 people losing their lives in mining industry-related incidents.
This represents 24% improvement year on year compared to 2023, where we had 55 fatalities in the mining industry. Remember, in 2022, we had 49. That was the lowest ever recorded number.
And the International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor is seeking arrest warrants against senior Taliban leaders in Afghanistan, saying women and girls in that country are being persecuted. Karim Khan is accusing them of a crime against humanity. ICC judges will consider Khan's application before deciding whether to issue the warrants. After sweeping back to power in August 2021, the Taliban authorities have imposed restrictions on women and girls that the United Nations has labeled gender apartheid. They include not allowing girls to go to high school and barring women from university. There are also restrictions on women working in NGOs and other jobs. Beauty salons have been ordered shut, and women have been blocked from going to public parks and gyms and can't travel long distances without a male chaperone. Durban 28 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 29, Richards Bay 32.
And a look at what's coming up in your Sport Blitz box. Loose forward Zane Davids will celebrate his 50th sevens tournament this weekend. Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola says they'll end up getting what they deserve if they go out of the Champions League. And defending champion Yannick Sinner dumps local favourite Alex de Minaur, while Aryna Sabalenka has reached a third consecutive Australian Open final.